Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Kasim's not here today, but our guest today is Megan. So, Megan, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay. Well, my name's Megan Nance. I live just outside of Austin in a suburb called Georgetown. By day, I'm a social worker, and by every other living, breathing moment of my life, I own and operate a plant business called Root to Rise Plant Company, and we have retail locations, and we do plant events, and we do pop-ups and vendor events and all sorts of things, and we bring plants.
Awesome. So what gave you the idea to start this business?
It's kind of been something I've always wanted to do. I knew that I loved the idea of owning my own business and being an entrepreneur, but was always kind of steered towards the status quo, go to school, get your degree, get a nice, you know, corporate job, and do that till you retire or until you die. So this has always just kind of been something, an idea that I had in the back of my head that I wanted to open a plant shop one day. Just kind of the older I got, the more I felt drawn to starting my own business, and then started thinking of, you know, long-term retirement and where I wanted to go, what I wanted to spend my time doing for the next 30, 40 years. So I decided that I was just going to go for it. And I just kind of jumped in and I had no idea how to start a business. I had no idea what I was doing. I don't have any connections in the industry whatsoever. Didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I just knew that, like, I really felt called to do it. So I just started, and I started before I was ready and before I knew what I was doing.
Awesome. So what makes you better than your competition?
So, you know, I believe that competition is a good thing. I think that if there is competition, that shows that there's a desire for what you're doing. Like, there's an interest in what you're doing. So I believe more in community over competition. And I say that going towards other small businesses, other local businesses who might be doing similar things to what I'm doing. But there's enough room at the table for everybody to be successful. We all have our own brand. We all have our own niche. And we can only get better by learning from each other. So that being said, I will say that I am different than big box stores as far as the plants that we provide. We really do everything from A to Z plant related. We hand select all of our plants. They all come from high quality family nurseries, either in Florida or California. So nothing we sell went through, we've looked and inspected everything that we sell. We provide care instructions for watering, light needs, all of that stuff, so that once you take that plant home, you can refer to that and hopefully give it the best life that it's going to have. So, and then we're here for ongoing support. You can always message us. You can always call us, text us if your plant is suffering. I'm in my inbox daily, helping people find better locations in their home for their plant that they bought, or helping them kind of diagnose problems, and then also them sending me updated pictures of their plants that are just thriving. So those are my favorite ones. So I really think that we're more of a personalized brand, and you're not going to get that if you go to a bigger box store, you know, and just buy a plant at the grocery store or something.
So you mentioned that when you started, you kind of jumped in it head on. You didn't really know what you were doing. What specifically was your biggest challenge when you first started?
I had no money. So I wanted, it was spent about a year working with a business coach, working with a chamber of commerce, and trying to put together a pitch deck and trying to network with some venture capitalist, or, you know, try to get somebody to give me a bunch of money to start a business. And then I just realized one day that if I'm just sitting behind a computer writing a 200-page business plan that nobody might ever read, nobody really knows what I'm doing. So I really have to get out there in the community, because that's my passion, is to be a part, a living, breathing part of the community that we live in. So I was like, I just have to start selling some plants. And yeah, I don't have $10,000 or $50,000 or $100,000 to open a plant shop right now, but I have a bunch of plants sitting around my house and I could probably sell some of them. So I literally just kind of had a plant sale in my garage, put it up in my neighborhood Facebook page, had random people show up and buy plants, and I made like $200. And then I took that $200, I went and started my business, and I did the same thing the following weekend. And so it was just that mindset shift of like, I was so stuck in this block that I had to have this big just pool of money to go all out and build this huge business. But I was missing the fact that really, if you start where you're at, that's going to organically grow, and you don't necessarily need to have a $50,000, $60,000 loan to pay back your first, you know, year or two in business. So that can come later.
Makes sense. So you mentioned starting on Facebook Marketplace, finding people locally. As of right now, where are most of your customers located?
Most of them are local. So I do a lot of events in Williamson County, Travis County area, and I have a lot of people who come to wherever I'm at that weekend. I also have a retail boutique location that I share with a boutique in Georgetown. So lots of my customers go to the physical location, and they're almost all local. We do get a lot of people who are just here for the weekend, for girls weekend and things like that. And they find us and they show up and they see the different events that we do. We have events almost weekly. So there's always something going on. If people love plants, and they will show up where there are fun plant things.
That's awesome. So what would you say the role of technology is in your business?
So it's, of course, you have to utilize technology. You have to have an online presence. Wasn't anything that I had any knowledge of how to do. I'm, you know, a young, I guess, an elder millennial. So I don't know all the fancy tricks to make everything look amazing. I learned like two things, you know, how to use Lightroom and really how to use Canva. And those two things I've pretty much kind of built my branding from myself. And then I know Instagram has been pretty important because that's where everybody goes to find out what you're doing. Facebook is also very important for using to post different events. And so those are the things that I mainly use. But I don't spend hours curating posts or reels or TikToks or anything like that. I just don't have the time and capacity to do it. So I just try and do the best that I can with my minimal skills.
Awesome. So if you utilize, you mentioned that you're doing TikTok so much, but if you utilize other platforms, like even Pinterest by chance?
Not Pinterest. Basically just Instagram and Facebook. I mean, I have a few TikTok videos up there that I thought that I was going to use more, but I just found that because I did start an Etsy store initially, and I do have an Etsy site storefront. I was shipping plants kind of in the colder seasons when it was, we weren't doing as many in-person events, but I have really found that in-person has been what brings me joy. And that has been the most, probably the most important thing for the growth of my business, just the organic in-person connection that you have with people face to face.
Awesome. So have you looked at, or do you ever use artificial intelligence for your business?
I'm an elder millennial. I don't really know how to do that. I was just having a conversation with my nephew about ChatGPT because I didn't know what it was up until like a week ago. But it's funny because I was using Eventbrite because I sell tickets to events on Eventbrite. And there was just this little like box that after I typed in my description of my event, there was just this little box that said something along the lines of, you know, making, I don't know if it was AI or what it was, but I clicked it and it basically took what I wrote and made it sound like 300 times better. So I was really shocked at that because I had to like screenshot it and send it to my husband because I was like, look at how much better the computer wrote this description than I did. Of course, I had to change a few things, but that's as far as I've gone. I did use it for a couple Eventbrite descriptions when the option was there.
What about AR, like augmented reality? Because I feel like, you know, there are probably people who might want to buy a plant. They don't know how it's going to look in their house or in a certain room. So have you ever used that or thought about using that kind of technology?
No, that's interesting. That would be very interesting. I have done interior scaping consults via Zoom with people who maybe don't live locally, or they didn't feel comfortable with me coming over inside their home. So, but that was not kind of, that was just utilizing the camera on your phone and looking at different lighting. And then I had to look up what direction their house faced and where their windows were. But I haven't done anything further than that.
Awesome. So in terms of, you know, growth, right? So where do you, like, what is your top priority for your business in the next 3 to 6 months?
Hiring my first employees, because we're growing faster than I can keep up with. And it's to the point that I'm going to have to move some of the fluid capital that we have to start paying for, at least for gig employees to help me with things. And then buying things that we need for the business. Like we really, really need a trailer. So that's something that we're looking at getting in the next couple of months. We're moving into a second retail location in September. And then we're looking at a possible third location, maybe by the end of the year. So just kind of keeping with the momentum and the explosion of growth that I've had so far and just trying to sustain that. I did just take my first vacation that I've taken since I've started this business and just got back actually yesterday. So that was the first weekend that I've actually had off since we started, you know, almost a year ago. So just trying to kind of not slow down, but also make sure that I'm delegating and that I'm reaching out to other people and hiring help to help me with the growth, because I can't do everything.
So in terms of, yeah, you mentioned that you can't do everything, but you also have a full-time job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you manage doing both those things? Like, is your plan to eventually take this full time? I guess, like, what is the ultimate end goal for your business?
This is my retirement plan. That's what I always said from the beginning. Whether I retire in 30 years or 3 years, we don't know. We'll see. This is what brings me joy. This is what makes me happy. People really love what we're doing. So it propels me to keep hustling and keep working. And I mean, I literally will log off my day job at 6 p.m. and open up my laptop and start answering emails and going full force. We also have we've just booked a ton of events. So there's a lot of planning and organization that goes in that. My husband helps a lot. So he picks up orders for me. He helps with a lot of the grunt work. And he's just basically there to be there to for me to give him jobs to do. And then he helps with those. So that's, he works part time. So that frees up a lot of my time. So eventually I would love to be able to have him hire him as an employee. And my daughter helps a lot too. So it really is the family owned business. So they're constantly, I'm, you know, throwing things at them all the time. Like, you need to cut these cards out, or you need to help me with, you need to help me water either at home or at one of my locations. Just lots and lots of things that I'm like delegating out to my family right now. But yeah, I hope to grow it, and I hope it, I hope this is something that will become, you know, something that we can use as a business for, give our daughter an opportunity to, if she wants to go the entrepreneur route, just kind of inspiring her to know that you don't, you can do that. And, or if she wants to go to college, that's fine too. That's great. But just kind of showing her that there's not like one specific way that you have to do things.
That's amazing. So what is the one biggest piece of advice you wish you knew before you started this whole entrepreneurship journey?
Start before you're ready. Quit trying to become an expert in everything. Because when you're starting your own business, it's not, yeah, I'm good at plants and I can make plants look really cool, but I wasn't good at photography or editing or content creation or accounting or taxes or networking or merchandising and all of the different hats that you have to wear. So you just have to figure it out as you go. And it's okay to be messy. I mean, I look back at some of my posts and some of the things that I did when I first started, and this has only been, you know, since October, like not even a year. And it's cringy. And I'm like, oh, that looks terrible. But I had to start somewhere. And people are very, your people are going to be, they're just, they're going to love what you're doing, whether it's perfectly curated or whether it's messy, and they can see the potential of what you're doing and what you're trying to do. So they're going to rally behind you. So stop getting ready to get ready. Stop wasting all this time every night trying to write a, like a business plan that may or may not ever come to anything. And really, if this is what you want to do, you just have to be willing to put in the work. And I knew that I could do that. I just, you know, my type A perfectionist brain wanted it to look all perfectly curated and branded. And it's just, that's not going to make you any money. So you have to look at what you're, what do you need to start your business? Well, you need fluid capital. So how do you do that? By selling what your good is. So you have to start. You just have to start before you're totally ready.
Sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to be for your business?
Oh gosh. It's hard for me to, so I have, I am a very visual, I am a visionary. I believe in vision boards, and I believe in kind of creating your own path and your own destiny. But I'm also very pragmatic and practical that you, that takes, it's not just wishing for something. You have to actually work, and you have to be willing to work harder than anybody else, because anybody could do this. Anybody could start a business, but is anybody going to be willing to work as hard as you? Not a lot of people are willing to do that. So where we are now, 9 months in, is where I thought we would be 2 to 3 years from now. So my timeline has shifted, and my belief in what we're doing has changed. So I do believe that a year from now, we will build this into a six-figure business. And I do believe that we will have at least one 1099 employee, if not two or three. And I just hope that we will be better. We keep getting presented with opportunities, and I just hope that we say yes to the right opportunities and say no to the ones that really aren't going to serve us. So just keeping that crystal clear vision and along the path of where we want to go, and kind of not being led somewhere where we don't want to go, if that makes any sense. So, I don't know. That's a very, I don't know if that answers the question, but a year from now, I just hope that this is continuing to grow and we're having opportunities to expand our business. We do have ideas for other lines of business that are kind of all connected. So I don't want to say what those are right away, because we do have some things in the works. So I hope that they come to fruition by then.
For sure. So if somebody wanted to reach out to you or your business, what's the best way for somebody to find you, whether it's your website, social media handles, if you don't mind sharing that?
Sure. My website is about to be live this week. It is in the final, it was in the final editing stages. So I'm really excited. That was one of those things that I finally just had to have somebody do for me, because I didn't have the time. So it should be live. It's www.roottoriseplants.com. And then Instagram, my Instagram handle is root.2.rise.plants. No, plant shop. Plant. Hold on. Let me start over. It's root.2.rise.plant.shop on Instagram. It's really long. Somebody had Root to Rise Plants Company, which is what my actual name is. Somebody already has that on Instagram. So we had to play around with the Instagram handle till we got there.
Awesome. Well, Megan, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully one year from now, we can chat again as you continue to grow and scale even more beyond your expectations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you very much. It was fun.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.